It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
No doubt by now you've heard.
Because everybody's heard.
Mitt Romney's now famous, infamous 47% comment.
There are 47% of the people who vote for the president.
This set the political grapevine ablaze with discussion and speculation that this is the gaffe that sunk the Romney campaign. Like John McCain's Michigan moment in 2008, he pulled out here and everyone just kind of declared game over.
But Romney and fellow Republicans are saying, not so fast, it ain't over till it's over. Here's State Attorney General Bill Schuette, who's Romney's Michigan campaign manager.
A lot of folks would just soon have this election be done now. The fact is, elections are held on one day, November 6, not before.
A variation on the classic, the only poll that counts is the one on Election Day.
Which brings us to this redirection edition of It's Just Politics.
Political campaigns are really about three things. One is identifying your voters. Another is making sure your voters get out on Election Day. And the third, which is especially critical to getting your voters out, as well as persuading the ones who are undecided, is messaging.
Because in politics, messaging is a verb.
So for the Romney campaign, the question is how to pull off that messaging pivot, how to change the subject.
And the message of the moment is, hey, everybody makes mistakes. Right, Bill Schuette?
Well, I think Barack Obama's made a lot of mistakes, too, when he said that, you know, the private sector is doing just fine. That's nonsense. When a small business person is successful, he said, that person didn't build it. We know that's not true.
Bill Schuette is trying to create this equivalence between the two candidates. And those are things the president said that, taken out of context, certainly, but still were missteps that Republicans have now turned against him. Republicans have even reached back to 1998 when Barack Obama was still a state senator in Illinois to something he said that he believes in wealth redistribution, ignoring that he also said he believes in free markets.
Republicans say Romney was simply stating a political fact, just sort of a strategic reality that people who get some kind of federal assistance just won't vote for him.
Which really irked a lot of Republicans because Romney's political math was so off. A lot of that 47% is people who typically do vote Republican. If you're a Republican, it's really time to talk about something else. So they've been hosting events with state surrogates to talk about economic issues, which they think is their strongest argument.
Right. So Republicans, they want to change the subject. But what about when you want to keep a subject alive? I'm thinking specifically about Democrats here in Michigan, the controversy over Vaginagate and the Roy Schmidt, Jace Bulger election scandal.
Yeah, those are old news. The case of two female legislators being silenced ostensibly for violating House decorum, Representative Lisa Brown referring to her vagina during a floor debate on an abortion bill. That was back in June. The Schmidt-Bulger election rigging controversy was back in May. There was a prosecutor's report in July. Now it's in front of a grand jury, one judge gathering evidence, basically in secret. It's all very quiet.
So Democrats are now coming up with all of these different ways to remind people of these controversies as they try to win some earned media.
Yeah, what the rest of us call news coverage. Democrats have proposed amendments and resolutions calling for Jace Bulger to step down, for investigations into the election rigging.
But didn't you just say
that there's a grand jury investigation?
Yeah.
But these aren't serious efforts to do anything other than call attention to what happened. It's not about legislating. Republicans have dismissed these as simply politics.
Although that's a little difficult to do when you've been caught trying to tamper with an election.
Right. Simply politics. And also, here at the Capitol this week, Zoe, there was a rally. It included a hands-off-my-body dance in front of the Capitol to remind people of the vagina controversy. And it attracted a couple hundred people and a few TV cameras, so it got coverage.
Right, got coverage, keeping the story alive.
Giving them something to talk about.
Rick Kluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.